You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Our passage today is from 1 Peter 1. Verses 13 through 16. Therefore, gird up your minds, be sober, set your hope fully upon the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct, since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." This passage from the letter of Peter is quite striking in terms of what it tells us for this season of preparing for the Lord and His coming. It's giving to us a perspective on how we should live in order to be ready for Jesus' return. And some of the words that are used are quite striking. This gird up your mind. The ESV translates this, prepare your minds for action, which is a helpful translation in terms of kind of the sense that it conveys, but it's unhelpful because it loses the connection with the Passover. The girding up your minds, which is what it says in the RSV, literally is gird up the loins of your mind, is really what's there in the Greek, which brings to mind much more clearly the idea of the Passover and the Exodus. Girding up one's loins is a clothing image that has to do with being readiness for movement and action. And this was what the Israelites were. They were to eat the Passover with their loins girt, that is, ready to move, ready to follow the Lord, ready to respond to His coming. Peter here is exhorting his listeners to have their minds ready for action in a similar way to how the people of Israel were to ready themselves for the Exodus, waiting on the Lord's coming and His action. He tells us to be sober. You can't be attentive if you've had too much to drink. And so the image of being sober is sort of contrasted with being drunk or being inattentive. In some ways here, he's calling our minds to be sober, not to be intoxicated with the things that stimulate and that entertain and that sort of distract the mind from the things that are above. And so there's an interesting image here that calls our minds to be sober and set on Him. And then he says, set your hope fully on the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And this is an action of the mind, to set our hope on the grace that is coming to us. This is an action and an activity of the mind, and part of our readiness is to hope in the Lord's coming and setting our minds on Him. He then, in verse 14 and 15 and 16, talks about obedience and holiness. The background for these three verses, you know, it says, it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. This comes from Leviticus 19, verse 2. Say to the congregation of the people of Israel, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. And here Peter is saying that we should be holy in our conduct because of who the Lord is. And the holiness of the Lord is what calls us to conduct ourselves in holiness. And some of the framework for being holy is to be obedient children. And I think one of the ways we can ask ourselves is our conduct of being set apart, of being holy, consistent with our Father's wishes? Maybe this is a simple call to be an obedient child, and it might sound a little simplistic and demeaning, but it's a good examination question for us in this season. Am I being obedient to my Father? Is my waiting in this season expressed in obedience? And do I see my pursuit of holiness and this call to be holy as the Lord is holy as a question of obedience in being set apart for Him? So let's gird the loins of our minds and be attentive to Him and avoid the things that might intoxicate our minds and be the obedient children that the Lord has called us to be.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.